I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The Democratic Republic of Congo is holding its second round of presidential elections today. Grace Ministries International staff is praying for a peaceful process and transition. Unrest could interrupt missions work, already delayed by bad weather. A storm demolished construction work at a GMI partner hospital in Kipaka. The team is racing the clock now as they strive to meet physical and spiritual needs of the poorest Congolese. Next, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 06 Student Missions Convention in St. Louis, Missouri, is exactly 2 months away. Urbana's Christian Community Representative, Pastor James Williams, says Urbana 06 will do more than focus on college students.
They talked about praying for the people in the persecuted church and praying for people outside the United States. We recognize the peril that this country is in. But we also realize that our brothers and sisters around the world are being persecuted.
They're recruiting volunteers to help with the conference. Go to urbana.org to register as a participant or to volunteer. And Bible reading goes hand in hand with prayer, as underscored by a partnership between Bible Pathway Ministries, the National Bible Reading Marathon, and the National Day of Prayer. Reverend Michael Hall oversees the marathon, and he says there's really a bigger picture.
This conference is definitely going to have an emphasis on training pastors to focus on getting their members involved in world missions and short-term missions, as well as church leaders. With Rick Warren coming, this will definitely be an event for church leaders.
MNN's offering a special International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church broadcast on Sunday, November 12th. Check your local station for airtime. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.